This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.
Hi, this is Roy Niemeyer, president of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation. Do you have a child that is or will be going to college? Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation gives out 6 scholarships each year to students whose parents are guardians of Montgomery County Farm Bureau members in good standing. Your student needs to take enough courses to be a full-time student and must be taking classes in ag-related fields. For more details, call 217-532-6171 or come in the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro, Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM to discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Did the company providing your oxygen supplies go missing? Not providing enough supplies? Never showing up for the equipment maintenance? Michelle's Pharmacy can help. Michelle's Pharmacy is your local provider of in-home oxygen concentrators and portable oxygen. They're in your communities. They take the time to understand your needs and concerns. They set up and explain the equipment needed to help you breathe easier and live better. Call Michelle's Pharmacy now, offering free delivery. Call in Carlinville, 854-4022, or in Gillespie at 839-9901.
As we begin the farm show on this Tuesday morning, the DTN general opening call, expect corn to open 1 to 2 higher, beans about a nickel higher, and wheat about a nickel higher. The overnight crude oil market, 29 cents lower at 108.27, while the Brent crude was $1.04 lower at 123.13. The April gold contract, $3.40 higher at $1,778.30. The U.S. dollar index 0.204 lower at 78.364. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 645¾, up 4¾. May wheat closed at 652¾, up 11½. July wheat closed at 663½, up 10½. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 644½, up 3¾. May corn closed at 648½, up 4½. July corn closed at 650¾, up 4¼. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1293¾, up 14¾. May beans closed at 1302½, up 15¾. July beans closed at 1310½. That was up 15¼. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 340.90, up 7.30. May meal closed at 343.60, up 7.40. July meal closed at 345.50, up 7.40. March soybean oil closed at 54.46, up 17. May oil closed at 54.86, up 21. July oil closed at 55.26, up 21. And March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 3.20. That was up a half. May oats closed at 3.10¾. That was up a quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were higher on Monday afternoon. A stronger soybean futures market helped to pull corn and wheat futures higher. The soybean market was supported by good export demand and export inspection figures. The weekly export inspections for soybeans were above trade expectations at 37 million bushels. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted show corn bids mostly 3 to 5 stronger at 641 to 655, while soybean bids were mostly 15 to 17 higher at 1272 to 1285. In the southern part of the state, show corn bids were mostly 4 cents stronger at 642 to 668. Soybeans advanced 9 to 13 cents at 1281 to 1297, with the beet bids a nickel higher at 630 to 656. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported those corn bids 1 to 4 cents stronger, range from 642 to 652. Soybeans gained 10 to 17 cents, range from 1283 to 1285, and wheat prices up 4 to 5 cents at 640 to 650. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mostly 3 to 4 cents higher at 648 to 655. Soybeans gained 14 to 17 cents at 1297 to 1304, with new crop wheat prices for July 12 delivery up 10 to 11 cents at 646 to 651. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed, range from 666 to 667. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 9 to 10 cents, with quotations at 1318 to 1320. Soft red or winter wheat up a nickel at 661 to 662, while the Milo also ended 5 cents higher at 629 to 630. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
April hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $88.65, down $1.07. May hogs closed at $97.70, down $1.02. June hogs closed at $98.07, down $1.10. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $127.55, unchanged. April cattle closed at $128.62, down $88. June cattle closed at $126.70, down $105. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $156.45, down $122. April feeders closed at $159.52, down $75. May feeders closed at $160.70, down $1.25. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Monday, February 27th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed $1.17 lower. Carcass-based price range of 82 to 86 and a weighted average of 82.63. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 10,500. Illinois direct barrel gilt trade steady to dollar higher at 57 to 61, a few up to 62. Illinois direct slaughter sales steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 51 to 55. 450 to 550 pounds at 54 to 59. Over 550 pounds of 55 to 60. Today's estimated receipts, 725, and Friday's actuals, 575. Pork carcass cut out, 85.64. That is down 13 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughtered to federal inspection, hogs for today, 421,000. Last week, 376,000, and a year ago, 411,000. With cattle today, 122,000. Last week, 104,000, and a year ago, 126,000. Fox beef cutout values were firm to higher on light to moderate demand and light offerings. Total movement today, 114 fabulos and 23 trim. Choice at 198.56, that is up $1.14. Select at 193.99, and that is up 59 cents. Saturday, there's a special feeder cattle sale at the United Producers Auction over at Salem, 1,149 head sold. Trade was active with very good demand. Peter Steers, Meeman large frame number ones, part load averaging 461 pounds, value added at 196. 550 to 600 pounds at 162 to 167, which were value added. 600 to 700 pounds traded from 154.5 to 161, value added. Package averaging 756 pounds, value added at 150, with 800 to 900 pounds trading from 136 to 140.5. Medium and large ones and twos. Package averaging 539 pounds, value added at 167, with a package averaging 599 pounds at 147, and a package averaging 587 pounds, value added at 171. 600 to 700 pounds traded from 140 to 147. 700 to 800 pounds traded from 154 to 163, which were value added, with a load averaging 847 pounds, value added, at 143.25. Holstein steers, large frame number threes, weighing 300 to 400 pounds, traded from 136 to 142, which were value added. 400 to 500 pounds at 120 to 128, value added at 125 to 130. 500 to 550 pounds at 120 to 127.5, value added. Heifers, medium and large frame number ones, weighing 350 to 400 pounds, 172 to 179. 600 to 700 pounds at 141 to 146, value added. Medium and large ones and twos, weighing 500 to 550 pounds at 150 to 157.5, value added, with 550 to 600 pounds, 141 to 148, value added, and 650 to 700 pounds at 140 to 142, value added. At the Hamilton's Madison County Ag Hay Auction on Saturday, 3,238 bales sold. Compared to last week, hay in small squares sold mostly 25 to 75 cents lower, with wheat straw steady and large squares and large rounds mostly steady. Alfalfa premium quality small squares sold from 6 to 720, with large squares at 81 to 104. Good quality small squares, 420 to 560, large squares, 63 to 69, and large rounds, 50 to 56. Alfalfa orchard grass mix, premium quality small squares from 6 to 660, large squares at 70, with good quality large squares at 66 and large rounds at 65. Alfalfa mixed grass, premium quality small squares at 580 to 710, good quality small squares at 340 to 560, large squares at 81. Mixed grass, good quality small squares at 360 to 510, large squares at 66 and large rounds, 60 to 61. Wheat straw, good quality small squares from $2 to $2.30 and large rounds at $36. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February Class 3 milk closed at $16.07, down a penny. March milk closed at $15.40, up 12. April milk closed at $15.28, up 16. February butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 147 unchanged. March butter closed at 142 and 3 quarter, down 2 and 3 quarter. April butter closed at 149 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. February non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 138 unchanged. For March, 131 unchanged, and for April, 128 unchanged. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: block cheese 146 and 3 quarter unchanged, barrel cheese 147 unchanged, butter 139 and a half down 2 and a quarter, non-fat dry milk at 129 and a quarter unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk, 1705. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.50. For March, $6.53. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.42. For March, $6.45. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $12.80. For March, $12.79. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.22. For more information or to confirm the bids, contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening price is once again corn at Greenfield, $6.50, corn at Scottville, $6.42, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $12.80, wheat at Scottville, $6.22. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. It's coming up on 6:22. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEM.com.
Your family's safety is important to you. By choosing Comfort Pro Propane from M&M Service for your home heat, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and economical fuel. Furthermore, the Comfort Pro staff at M&M Service are properly trained to make sure that your propane system is in proper working order. So don't take unnecessary risks. Contact M&M Service today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And across mid-Illinois, becoming cloudy today, high temperatures in the mid-50s, southeast winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies and warmer with a chance of showers and thunderstorms with temperatures rising through the night. Tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy, windy, and turning cooler. Temperatures falling to the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers on Friday. Low temperatures in the low 30s, highs in the upper 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have east winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies on this Tuesday morning, right now a temperature of 31 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. In our farm news this morning, soil temperatures across the state are several degrees higher than last year at this time, thanks to the mild weather. Jenny Atkins with the Illinois State Water Survey says the temps are higher based on numbers collected at weather stations across the state. Soil temperatures are measured at depths of 4 inches under bare earth and at 4 and 8 inches under sod. From November to January, the median soil temperature at depths of 4 inches was 38 degrees, which is about 4.7 degrees warmer than the same time last year. There were similar increases for soil measured under sod. The highest temperatures were recorded in southern Illinois, where temperatures at 4 inches were 6.9 degrees warmer than last year. The median temperatures for northern and central Illinois were also higher. With the new Pork Be Inspired campaign, the National Pork Board is conducting consumer tracking studies twice a year. Pork Checkoff Vice President of Domestic Marketing, CeCe Snyder, says new results have just been compiled, and they were very positive.
With such an investment from producers in the checkoff and in the marketing, we definitely want to have a frequent handle on how well the messages are being received. So since the campaign launched last April, we've done two tracking studies, one in June and then another just past December. So the purpose is to measure all those messages that we're putting out, and we also, at the end of the study, measure actually our ads themselves and how well they're remembered and how they're perceived by our consumer.
The Pork Checkoff target market is the meat lover. Ms. Snyder says the Pork Checkoff helps gauge the way pork stacks up against other meat choices.
They find pork to have a kind of a unique combination of flavor and versatility. So they know chicken is inexpensive, and they'll say they buy it for that reason. So we're never going to be the cheapest meat. But as far as like a protein that they'll crave and that they'll think of as carnitas or their tamales or pulled pork or ribs or chops or all the things that pork can be, that's definitely resonating. Of course, the flavor of beef is great as well, but there's a unique profile for pork that you can do a lot of different things with. And that flavor profile definitely is well known among our consumer. We just have to remind them with frequent ideas and inspire them in the kitchen.
According to Ms. Snyder, the tracking study offers positive news, and it also offers opportunity for growth.
It is good proof that we're on the right track. There's a few things we'll watch, on behalf of producers. There's definitely an increased awareness of sodium among consumers. We're seeing that and measured. And among specific consumers, African-American consumers, there's a worry that pork is high in sodium. So I think there is some education to address. There's a lack of awareness of pork as an ingredient in stews and salad and that type of thing. That's a bit of a stretch for most Americans. So I think there's some work we could do in that area, showing it beyond a chop on a plate.
In other farm news, it wasn't on his public schedule, but Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack huddled with Canadian Ag Minister Jerry Ritz ahead of the USDA Annual Outlook Conference. Ritz told reporters Friday that he and Vilsack had a frank and wide-ranging conversation about the $33 billion a year Canadian-U.S. ag trade relationship.
Tom and I know that our agricultural industries are integrated and interdependent. At this stage of our economic recovery, no one can afford a thickening of the border. That's why our two countries are committed to reducing duplication and streamlining regulation. This unnecessary red tape can add huge costs to producers and processors and prevent cross-border trade flows.
Mr. Ritz said the two ag leaders also discussed the role of biotechnology in feeding a growing global population.
Countries and their consumers need to understand that the only way to achieve a sustainable food supply is through innovative, science-based technology. Canada continues to work closely with our like-minded trading partners like the U.S. to develop a globally accepted science-based approach to low-level presence of GM material.
Secretary Vilsack mentioned his meeting with Minister Ritz during an appearance later in the day in Orlando. He said both countries agree that science holds the key to increasing agricultural productivity.
Then they also agree that we need to have more partners in the international community. So most of our discussion was how do we get the Europeans, the Chinese, folks from Africa, folks from South America to understand and appreciate that this science is the way in which we're going to feed an ever-increasing world population, the way in which we're going to continue to figure out ways to do stuff in a sustainable, renewable way with less water, less pesticides, less chemicals, and be able to adapt to a changing climate.
Minister Ritz also said he lobbied Secretary Vilsack on the benefits to U.S. agriculture of having Canada join the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade negotiation. In other farm news, drought-breaking, drenching rain since late January has stabilized soybeans in Argentina, even improving yield potential in some areas of their central grain belt. More heavy rain is expected this week, another 1 to 2 inches. As the La Nina has weakened, conditions have turned sharply wetter, with 4 to 6 inches of rain since late January. Intense drought and heat stress early in the summer means a favorable soybean yield is out of the question, stunting crop growth and reducing pod counts. Heavy late summer rain would increase pod filling, however. Production may reach 51 million metric tons, compared to the USDA's February estimate at 49 million metric tons. At the same time, Brazil soybean potential is much worse than last year, with drought in South Brazil and reported yield losses from rust in Mato Grosso. Heavy rainfall finally arrived last week in southern Brazil, the first important moisture in 6 weeks. Rio Grande do Sul soybeans received only 54% of normal moisture since December 1st, at the same time experiencing intense heat. Brazilian soybean production may shrink to 69 million metric tons, compared to last year's record 75.5 million metric tons. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Once again, the DTN general opening call, expect corn to open about a penny higher, beans and wheat about a nickel higher. The overnight crude oil market, 29 cents lower at 108.27. Brent crude, $1.04 lower at 123.13. And the April gold contract, 340 higher at 1778.30. That's part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.